Dr. Balaga here. This podcast belongs to a series of 10 podcasts on obesity. It's derived from an outstanding chapter on obesity in Balaga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing these 10 podcasts, you should be having a solid foundation in obesity. As you know, obesity is in 1/3 of US adults and is therefore an important area to have at one's fingertips. This outstanding chapter is authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, who is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. He's also the Associate Director of the Mount Sinai Diabetes Center. The senior author is Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, who is a Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's the Program Director of Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience taking care of obese patients. Multiple choice question. A 19-year-old male is brought to your office by his mother for evaluation of obesity. She remarks that when he was first born, doctors were concerned that he was underweight. However, by age 2, he developed a strong appetite and progressively gained weight since. He has also been diagnosed with moderate cognitive impairment and continues to live at home under the care of his mother, where she notes it is difficult to control his eating. She is not aware of any other medical problems. On physical exam, you find he's of short stature, obese with a BMI of 31, has small hands, no goiter, and normal deep tendon reflexes. His mother appears to be of normal body weight. What is the underlying mechanism for this patient's obesity? A. A genetic defect attributed to the loss of the paternal copy of 15q 11.2 to 13, B. Presence of antithyroglobulin and antithyroperoxidase antibodies, C. A mutation in the FTO gene, and D. A deficiency in leptin. And the answer is A, which is a genetic defect attributed to the loss of the paternal copy of 15q11.2 to 13. This patient's history of poor feeding followed by continued hyperphagia as well as cognitive impairment is consistent with Prader-Willi syndrome, the most common syndromic form of obesity. It is attributable to genetic imprinting and arises when there's a loss of the paternal copy of 15q11.2 to 13. Loss of the maternal copy results in Angelman syndrome. The medical history is not consistent with hypothyroidism. While mutations in the FTO gene and leptin deficiencies, that is option C and D, are causes of obesity, they're not associated with hyperphagia and cognitive impairment, which are present in this patient. Briefly, Prader-Willi syndrome approximately affects 1 in 10,000 newborns. It is one of the most common dysmorphic forms of obesity, with more than 700 cases reported. Clinical diagnosis of Prader-Willi syndrome can be difficult because of the subtle nature of dysmorphic features and the wide discrepancy between the clinical presentation in infancy and that seen in childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. The first phase of the disorder is characterized by hypotonia with a poor sucking reflex, hypogonadism, and subtle dysmorphic features. The second phase typically begins between 2 and 4 years of age with the development of hyperphagia leading to obesity and extreme changes in temperament. Other features include short stature, small hands and feet, and various degrees of mental retardation or learning disability. Early diagnosis of Prader-Willi syndrome requires genetic evaluation and counseling. Chromosome 15 was first implicated in the etiologic process of Prader-Willi syndrome by reports of a translocation in several patients. In about 2/3 of patients, a cytogenetically visible deletion can be detected in the paternally derived chromosome 15, that is 15q11q13. Recently, patients with Prader-Willi syndrome have been described who do not have the cytogenetic deletion but instead have two copies of 15q11q13 region that are inherited from the mother with non-inherited from the father. This is an unusual form of inheritance and is known as maternal uniparental disomy, D-I-S-O-M-Y. A similar chromosome 15 deletion has been found in Angelman syndrome, a clinically distinct neurobehavioral disorder characterized by severe mental retardation, lack of speech, inappropriate paroxysms of laughter, seizures, ataxic gait, and puppet-like movements of the limbs. The critical deletion regions in both syndromes appear to overlap substantially in the majority of affected patients at the cytogenetic and at the molecular level. However, the parental origin of the deletion differs. Only paternal deletions occur in Prader-Willi syndrome, and only maternal deletions have been demonstrated in Angelman syndrome. The dependence of the clinical outcome on parental origin is strongly supported by the molecular demonstration in Prader-Willi syndrome of maternal uniparental disomy, in which both copies of chromosome 15 are inherited from the mother and none are inherited from the father. Paternal uniparental disomy has been shown in Angelman syndrome. These observations imply that the phenotypic expression of both syndromes is determined by the parental origin of the gene or genes within chromosome 15q11q13. This series of 10 podcasts on obesity is derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of medicine on obesity. The book is available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, and Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, MD, both faculty endocrinologists at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. That's the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. Dr. Lam is the Associate Program Director for Diabetes. And Dr. Yanagisawa is a professor of medicine and the program director of the Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience in taking care of obese patients.